弟兄姊妹好，我们要借着上一次没有讲完的，先来开始把它讲完。
So today we're going to continue what we have not finished last time.
请我们打开圣经约翰福音第三章。
So let's open up our Bible to John chapter 3.
我们念十六节。
3:16.
没有圣经的可以请招待递一下圣经。后面有没有？哦，已经有了。没有，没有圣经的举手，请招待给你带一下。今天会读很多圣经。
So, please raise your hand if you need a Bible. We're going to read a lot of verses today.
真的再没有的话就大家读的大声一点，旁边没有的可以听到这圣经节在讲什么。
And then I ask that you will read out loud.
一起来。神爱
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
反得永生。我们读35节。
3:35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his name.
我们读30节。
3:30.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。我们上次说到约翰福音第三章是一个大章。
So last time we talked about how John chapter 3 was a great chapter.
我们知道旧约有一个词叫做产业。
And then we know that there is a word in the Old Testament, it's called inheritance.
新约有一个词叫做见证。
And then in the New Testament, there is a word called the testimony.
无论它是产业或者是见证。
So it doesn't matter if it's the inheritance or the testimony.
我们都知道是因为它是一个传承。
We know that it is something that you pass up on.
有人有一个产业，他要传递下去，也就有人能够接受。
So if there is someone that has a property and he wants to pass it on, then someone will get to inherit that thing.
有人在神面前领受了一个见证，他传出去，这个叫传承。
So if there's someone that received something and he passed it on, that's a inheritance.
约翰福音第三章说到，我们传承的是永远生命。
So in John chapter 3, it talked about how we inherit this eternal life.
那是神要赐给我们的产业。
For that is something that God has won us.To have.
也是今天所有基督徒要做的见证。
And this is also something that all Christians should have a testimony for.
约翰福音第三章说到的永远生命有一个特色。
So in this eternal life that we talked about in John chapter 3, there's one characteristic.
它的源头是神的爱。
For this, the origin of this is the love of God.
什么叫做爱？
So what is love?
爱不是去取，爱是去给。
Love is not something that you go to take, but it is something that you're willing to give.
爱的开始是在于父神。
For this origin of love is from the Father.
父神有个爱，所以他就要给。
For God the Father has this love, so he would like to give.
他给了什么？
And what did he give?
他给了他的独生子耶稣基督。
He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
因为我们今天相信神。
And it is because we believe in God today.
信神什么?
And what do we believe in?
信神爱我们。
We believe that God loves us.
他给了我们他的独生儿子耶稣基督。
And he has given us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
叫我们不至灭亡可以得着永远生命。
So that we shall not perish and have eternal life.
神要把这样子的爱传出去。
And God wants to pass on this love.
地上有没有人要接受神的爱
？So is there anyone in this world that is willing to receive?
你要接受神的爱很简单，相信。
If you want to receive this love, all you have to do is to believe.
相信神的爱正在爱你。
To believe that God now loves you.
什么时候相信耶稣基督就在你的里面
？And it is whenever you choose to believe that Christ is in you.
就叫我们不至灭亡。反得永生。
Now at that time you shall not perish but have eternal life.
神向着我们的爱就是那样直直的一条路。
For God's love is such a direct path.
感谢主，三十节那里说到，人向着神竟然也有爱。
But thank to the Lord that from us to God there is a love as well.
原来人可以来爱神。
Because we could love God as well.
人爱神的具体表现就是我率为主你增加。
So for man's love to God is that he must increase and we must decrease.
如果我们活在神面前认识神的爱的话。
Now if we truly recognize and know the love of God.
但是我还是自我中心以自己为大。
But yet you still remain self-centered.
神的爱不能从你出去。
Then God's love cannot be passed on from you.
神的爱要停留在你跟我的身上。
And then God's love will only stay in you.
感谢主，神的爱是双向的。
But thanks to the Lord that the love between us goes both ways.
它是活的。
For this love is alive.
它是有能力的。
And this love is powerful.
我们信神。得了神的能力。
For now that we believe in God and we receive the power,
我们里头就对神有一个爱。
Then now in us we will have this love.
我们说神啊，愿你增加，愿我减少。
And then we will be able to say that you must increase and we must decrease.
耶稣基督，你已经住在我的里面。
For that Christ has already been abiding in us.
愿你增加，愿我减少。
So that when you're in me, I ask you to increase and I
must decrease. 主，你若增加了。
And now if you increase,
我的喜乐就满足了。
Then I will become joyful.
我们的神是何等样的有恩典有怜悯。
For our God is full of grace and a blessing.
他的恩典还不停留在他爱我们。
For that his grace does not stop from his love.
他的恩典要得着我们对他的爱。
Because his grace also goes on and he wants us to love him back.
他要制作我们成为一个能爱的人。
And he wants to mold us into someone who is capable of love.
但是我们说这个见证我们受不了。
But then we may say that this is too difficult for us to testify.
我们不懂得怎样去爱。
And we do not know how to love.
因为我最爱的还是自己。
Because the only one that I love is still myself.
所以耶稣基督的工作不停在第三章。
So that the work of Christ does not stop on chapter 3.
主耶稣要从第三章开始要走他的路，让我们能够成为一个爱的人。
So that from chapter 3 and on, Jesus has to go on to his path so that we can learn.
所以圣灵的手笔写了35节。
So that from the hand of the Spirit, there is verse 35.
他说父爱子。
It says the Father loves the Son.
已将万有交在他的手里。
And has given all things into his hand.
万有交在他的手里呢，他要做什么呢？
So what are we going to do with these all things into his hand?
他要怎样的去接受主的这个万有呢？
And how can he receive all these things?
请我们读约翰福音十三章。
So let's read John chapter 13. Washed his disciples' feet.
弟兄姊妹，很多都围绕在洗脚这个事情上面来交通。
So a lot of brothers and sisters would communicate and talked about the thing that Jesus did to wash the feet.
但是我们今天要看见洗脚之前，主耶稣要我们认识的事。
But today we're going to focus on the things that we need to know before this happened.
主耶稣要让我们看见一个有神的爱的人是怎样生活的。
And Jesus wants us to see how one who has love that lives.
那天耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里。
And on that day, Jesus already knew that he has been given all things from the Father.
他是从神来的。
For he is from God.
他也要回到神的那里。
And he knows that he is going back to God.
如果他只是来了就去了，那我们就没事好干。
Or if only Jesus was come and gone, then there was nothing.
但是他来了有个目的，他去了也有个目的。
But then now Jesus came with a purpose, and then he went with a purpose.
我们不懂得神的心， 就不知道我们的目的是什么。
For now, if we don't understand his thinking, then we wouldn't understand his purpose.
我们常停留在神的爱上面，但是这个爱是我们在感情上面的懂得。
And then now we will hinder and stop on his love, and we will only stop with the love of feelings.
我们不只有感情。
For that we are more than just feelings.
我们还有心思，还要有意志。
For also we have thinking and logic.
感情的爱是很被动的。
For the feeling of love is very passive.
一个真知道爱的人，他就有所选择。
For someone who truly knows how to love, he has a choice to make.
基督徒在神的家中成长。
For a believer would grow in his house.
不能够老停在受感动才去爱的一个光景。
And then we shall not stop and only being loved and have the feeling of being loved.
我们只要知道我们里头有基督，我们就应该去爱了。
For now that once we know that Christ is in us, we should learn to love.
但是神爱我们，我们信就接受了。
But now that when God loves us, when we believe, we have received.
我们要怎样爱神呢？
And now how do we love God back?
那天主耶稣他亲自来洗门徒的脚。
So that day Jesus came and washed his disciples' feet.
他的原因是因为他知道父将万有都交在他的手里。
And it is because that he already knew he has been given all things.
万有的意思是每一样事情，所有的事情。
And these all things is all inclusive.
就是说一样都没有漏掉的事情。
That means that there is no exception to these all things.
神把所有一切万有的看得见看不见的，在这里的在那里的从前的过去的将来的，都在他的手里。
And now God the Father has given all things to God, intangible and tangible.
耶稣基督的救赎，他的伟大，我们没办法想象。
For we will never fully understand the great redemption that we have received.
但是他为了一切在他手里的，他要起来走神的路。
But then now for all the things that he has received, he is to stand up and walk his path.
他愿意在神的面前减少自己，让神得着荣耀。
And he is willing to decrease himself and let God the Father increase.
我们再读一节圣经，罗马书八章三十二节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8:32.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
He who did not spare his own son, but deliver him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
原来神要把他的儿子和什么外物。
So indeed, God wants to give us his own son and all things.
神的儿子有万物在他的手中，他知道了。他就能去洗门徒的脚。
So that now Jesus, knowing that he has already received all things, he now chooses to wash the feet of his disciples.
今天我们要谈洗脚，不是一盆水的事情。
So today when we talked about the washing of the feet, we're not only talking about the basin of water.
最重要的是知道不知道神把什么样的东西交在你的手中。
But more importantly, we have to understand what we already have received.
主把丈夫、妻子交在你的手中。
For God has already given you the bridegroom and the groom.
主把你的父母、你的儿女交在你的手中。
And God has also given you your parents and your children in your hand.
主把教会的弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。
And God has also given you the brothers and the sisters in your hand.
主把你的亲戚、朋友交在你的手中。
And also, God has given you your relatives and your friends.
你知不知道主已经把他的儿子赐给你？
Now, do you also know that God has given you his son as well?
万物我们不像神的儿子想的那么大。
For all things is not the...
We cannot imagine as the son of God how many things there are in all things. 但是我们知道神已经交托什么给我们了。
But then we already know what we have already received.
你为神所交托给你的，有没有曾经去帮他们洗脚？
Now, have you washed the feet of all these people that God has already given you?
你认不认识当日你跟他结婚，你是做了怎样的一个决定？
Now, do you recognize that on the day that you got married, what decision have you made?
你知不知道当日你生了一个孩子，你知不知道是神给你的孩子？
And do you not know that the children is given to you by God?
我们有些小孩子觉得，哎呀，你讲得太深了。
So maybe the younger ones wouldn't understand what I'm saying.
你知不知道坐在你旁边的弟兄姊妹、你的朋友、你的同学是神要把他们交给你的？
And do you not also know that the brothers and sisters that sit next to you is given to you by God?
你愿不愿意因为知道是神给你的，你替他们洗脚？
Now, are you willing, after knowing the fact, are you willing to wash their feet?
你若愿意，你必须要减少。
Now, if you are willing, then you must decrease.
你若愿意减少，主得着荣耀。
And now, if you're willing to decrease, then God will receive His glory.
虽然你没有用盆，没有用水，也没有用毛巾去擦他的脚，但是你就帮他洗了脚。
Now, maybe even though you don't need water or a towel, but then by doing this, you have washed their feet.
你用神爱你的爱去爱他，你就帮他洗了脚。
Now, if you use the love that you receive from God to love the others among you, then now you have washed their feet.
这个不是一个感情的事。
For this is not only a feeling.
这个是一个知不知道的事。
But it is something that if you have recognized.
我们再来念罗马书八章三十二节。
Now let's read Romans chapter 8:32 one more time.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？这个是一个问号。
So there's a question mark at the end of the verse.
意思就是说，你知道吗？
That means that.Do you recognize?
知道有知道的行动。
For if you have recognized, then there is an action that you would take.
不知道的就继续让他不知道。
But if you have not recognized, then you are still not recognizing.
我们还要往下读。
Then we are going to read on.
因为爱是一个见证，是一个传承。
Because love is not only a receiving, but you also have to pass it on.
神给我们一个爱，不是叫我们去享受，做一个自私的人。
For God does not want us to solely enjoy His love, but we have to pass it on as well.
当然，如果是神的爱，你不享受也就怪了。
But of course, on the other hand, if you choose not to receive the love, then there is that.
No, because it is the love of God. So if you don't enjoy it, it is rather strange. 但是我们所要强调的、要注意的，不是我的享受。
But we're going to emphasize that it is not our own enjoyment that we should receive from God.
我们不花时间讲，因为这个试探太大，我们要往下读了。请我们读罗马书第八章。
So let's read Romans chapter 8.
我们有很多的圣经要来一起念。
Now, we're going to read a lot of Bible verses today.
原谅我今天不能够很深入的一章一章讲，一节一节讲。Go on.
Oh, please forgive me that I'm not going to go very deep into each topic.
因为这样会花太多时间。
Because this will take a lot of time.
我每次都讲不完。
For I usually don't finish on time.
我盼望主把我的给我的圣经节，我都能够今天稍微跟大家点一点。
So today I hope that we'll at least get to touch all the Bible verses.
第九节。
Romans chapter 8:9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
我们再念一遍。
Together, one more time.
如果
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
这里有两个很特别的词，或者是说人用的很特别的词。
For here, there is two specific words.
That people use it for special occasions. 第一个是说属灵。
The first one is to be in the spirit.
属灵其实没有那么样的属灵。
For to be in the Spirit is not truly in the
Spirit. 属灵的意思只是说你有神的灵在你里面。
But then the meaning of in the Spirit means that the Spirit is in you.
所以只要你是重生得救的基督徒，你都属灵。
So now, if someone who is already reborn, then you are now in the Spirit.
但是你有没有随从灵，有没有照着灵，有没有跟随圣灵的引导，这个是两码事。
But now there's a separate thing if you have followed and followed the lead of the Spirit.
所以我们要知道，我们都是属灵的。
So today we have to know that we are already in the Spirit.
但是不是毕业了。
But then we are not.
我们是基督徒。
For we are Christians.
但是不是已经得到那个荣耀了。
But that doesn't mean that we are already glorious.
我们有荣耀的盼望。
For we have this hope of glory.
所以我们要随从灵，照着灵，跟从灵。
And that's why we have to follow the Spirit and His guidance.
啊，有一天史弟兄还要继续讲罗马书。
And then later on, Brother C will teach us Romans again.
但是我们读圣经不容易忘记。
But then, it is not easy to forget what we read in the Bible.
已经听到的事情要吃到自己的里面去。
So I ask that when you read of something, you will actually absorb it.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹在教会中，我们不要谈属灵，谈的好像一个是很超越的一个情形。
So let's not talk about something in the spirit at such a high level.
重生。就属灵。
For someone who is reborn is already in the spirit. Why?
因为你有神的灵在你里面。
Because the spirit is already in you.
十四节。
Verse 14.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。我们属灵。
So we are in the spirit.
我们信耶稣。
And we believe in Jesus.
我们就被称为神的儿女。
And because of that, now we are sons of God.
但是呢，你要被神的灵引导。
But now you have to be led by the Spirit of God.
你就是神的儿子。
Then you are sons of God.
是不是？
Right?
你信主就得了权柄，称为神的儿女。
If you believe in God, then now you have the authority to call yourself the sons of God.
你属灵。
Now, if you are in the Spirit,
没有毕业,
but you are not done yet,
你今天仍然需要祷告,
and today you have to keep on praying,
你今天仍然不能决定什么事情,
and today you still cannot make decisions for yourself.
今天因为你是属灵的,
but now it is because you are already in the Spirit,
所以你要来寻求神的意思,
so that you now want to come and ask for God's will.
因为你是属灵的,
and it is because you are in the Spirit.
所以你不做自作主张,
so that you no longer make your own decision.
因为你是属灵的,
and it is because you are in the Spirit.
所以凡是侍奉神家的事, 你都先从祷告开始。
So that everything that belongs to the household, you pray for it first.
因为你要接受神的灵来引导你。
Because you want to be led by the Spirit of God.
神的儿子治理神的家。
For the sons of God are the ones that take care of his household.
我们说他是耶稣基督。
And we said that he is Christ.
但是耶稣基督就要借着我们来治理神的家。
But then it is Christ who wants us to take care of his household.
除非你不愿意祷告。
Now, if you are not willing to pray for it.
除非你不肯接受神的灵的引导。
Or if you are not willing to be led by the Spirit.
我们再往下读。
Let's go on.
约翰福音十二章二十六节。
John chapter 12:26.
十二章三十六吗？
三十六节。John 12:36。
自己的字打得太小，老花了。
我也看不到。
十二章三十六节，我们一起来念。
12:36。
你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。够了。我们信从这光。
Now that we believe in this light,
行在光中。
So that we will walk in the light.
意思就是人前人后我都是这样行的。
That means that doesn't matter if anyone is looking at me, I am walking in the light.
这个叫光明之子。
For then we are the sons of light.
主耶稣所做的一切,
For everything that Jesus Christ has done,
就是他的所说,
it is what he preached.
主耶稣他所说的一切,
and whatever he preaches,
就是他的所做,
is exactly what he does.
他说, 我日头,
And when he sets that in the light,
你都知道, 你们都知道我在哪里讲道的,
you know where I preach.
啊, 晚上就做不了事情,
now at night time, I cannot do anything.
主耶稣一走, 晚上就来了,
and then when Jesus departs, then the night time comes.
今天我们信主的人,
so today for the believers,
一信从光, 我们就在光中,
whenever we choose to believe in the light, then we are in the light.
一不肯信从这个光, 就好像灯一样, 啪, 先关掉,
but then whenever you refuse this, then now the light goes off.
信从光,
so now if you believe in the light, you become sons of the light.
所以有祷告,
so now if you pray,
有神的灵引导,
if you are led by the Spirit,
有信从,
and you are willing to discipline,
就成为光明之子,
then you become the sons of light.
光明之子不是一句话,
for the sons of light is not only a saying,
光明之子是一个生命的实际,
but the sons of light is a reality of our life.
他在神面前是这样,
for it is something you behave like when you are before God,
他在人面前也是这样,
and that's how you should behave when you are before people.
他对这一般人说的是这个,
when you say something to this group of people,
他对那帮人所说的也是这个,
and then for the other group of people, you say the same thing.
他的所事与所行是神的见证,
because whatever he preaches and whatever he does, it is a testimony of God.
因为耶稣是这样,
and it is because that this is how Jesus behaved,
所以使徒们他们所见与所闻传出来就叫做见证,
so when the disciples preaches Christ, they will become the testimony of Christ.
今天我们在教会中只做一件事,
so today, there's only one thing we need to do in this household, is that we preach Christ.
我们是趁着有光,
so that while we are in the light, we believe in the light.
在历史历代以来,
and that in the past generations,
有许多的时候, 真的是黑暗笼罩, 光好像一点都看不见,
a lot of time it was like full of darkness and we cannot see any light.
有很多很多, 到今天还是这样, 被逼迫, 基督教被逼迫的一些情形里头, 人是不能够公开说什么, 做什么,
and indeed a lot of places Christians are still being persecuted, so they cannot say or do what they want to do.
感谢主把我们放在一个自由的国家,
but praise the Lord that we are in this free country.
我们愿不愿意信从这光?
Now, are you willing to believe in this light?
有一天可能我们没有机会再做这件事,
maybe one day we will not have the chance to do this again.
世上的人就没有什么两样,
so now we will just be the same with everyone among us.
我们读约翰福音十章,
now let's read John chapter 10,
17到18节,
17 through 18.
我父爱我, 因我将命舍去,
because I lay down my life so that I may take it again.
没有人夺我的命去,
no one has taken it away from me, but I laid it down on my own condition. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father.
没有人能夺主的命,
for no one could take away Christ's life.
同样的,
and on the same token, no one wants to take away our life,
因为我们在光中,
because we are in the light.
如果我们在黑暗里,
now, if we are in the darkness,
就什么东西都可以夺我们的命,
then whatever, now everything, could take away our life.
一切光明的, 在光明做光明之子的,
for whoever belongs in the light, walks in the light, and are the sons of the light,
主给我们一个神儿子的权柄,
God has given us the authority as of His Son,
叫我们可以愿意爱神, 舍掉自己的生命,
so that now, because of our love, we could lay down our own life.
在黑暗中的人,
but then now the people that are in the darkness, they will never be able to lay down their own life.
在光明里头,
but now the people that are in the light, every one of them is willing to lay down their own life.
耶稣基督就是世人的光,
for Jesus Christ is our light.
保罗, 彼得, 约翰,
for Paul, John, Peter, they all lay down their life.
在许多宗教会里头,
and among all the other churches, a lot of brothers and sisters are laying down their life.
为了什么?
For what?
神的荣耀,
for the glory of God.
主增加,
for when God increases,
虽然我舍掉性命,
even though I lay down my life,
教会就复兴了,
then the church can now be glorious.
我们一个人付一点, 一点点的代价,
For if every one of us is willing to pay a little bit of the price,
我们就帮弟兄姊妹洗了脚,
then now you are washing your brother and sister's feet.
我们就帮许多无知的人得了福音的好处,
and now we help a lot of ignorance to know of the gospel.
我们就帮了许多在困苦中的人脱离苦海,
and now we have also saved a lot of people that are now in suffering and pain.
因为我们不是自己懂得做这件事,
because it is not due to our own knowledge,
而是神的灵在引导,
but it is by the leading and guidance of the Spirit.
而是他在我们里头建造了一个信仇,
and it is the discipline that has been built up by the Spirit.
我们要知道基督已经住在我的里面,
so we know that we are already in Christ.
我们这一次的题目, 一连大概会讲八次,
so there's going to be about a total of 8 different lessons about this topic.
今天是第四讲,
and today is number 4.
今天讲完了还有四讲,
for there is 4 more after this.
今天讲完了就刚好是在一半,
so now we are at the midpoint of the lessons.
头一半我们只 带领大家的注意力在于基督在我里面,
so on this first half we are only focusing on of how Christ is in me.
我们讲了四讲,
for there have already been 4 talks.
第二讲也会 有四讲,
and then for the second part of this, there is also 4 more talks.
但是我们的注意力就是要认识基督, 我们在一起在基督的里面,
but now we're going to focus more upon how we are in Christ.
头四讲是为了要我们认识我们里面的基督是怎样的一位,
so the first 4 talks, we focus on who is this Christ that is already in me.
后来的四讲要我们来注意一起, 怎么样活在基督的里面?
And then on the later part, we're going to talk about how we could live our life in Christ.
每一个圣徒都要对头四个要负起责任,
for each believer has to be responsible for the first 4 talks.
每一个都要知道基督是住在我里面,
for we need to know that how Christ is already in us.
你真知道,
for if you truly understand,
你就去知道父神已将什么
then now you know what Father God has already given you.
他不单只把他的儿子交给你,
not only has given you the begotten Son,
他还把外物一同白白的赐给你,
but yet he has also given you all things.
叫你懂得做一个怎样活在基督的引导里面的人,
so that you can learn how to live your life led by the Spirit.
现在我们知道在基督的里面有一个 使命,
so now that we know there is this commission in Christ,
也有一个道路,
and there is this path.
这个道路就是接受,
for this path is we have to learn to receive.
我们要一直来到神的面前接受,
so we have to keep on coming to God and receive.
这个使命是传递,
for this commission is to pass it on.
这是我们的见证,
for these will become our testimony.
但是一个人怎么样得着一个冲力往前愿意执行神的使命走在主的道中,
so now how do we receive this willing and desire so that we will walk on this path?
现在我们还要盼望大家集中一下精神来看下面关于基督的几面,
so that now I ask you to focus and look at these couple things with me.
请我们读约翰福音第一章,
so now let's go to John chapter 1.
我们读第一节,
1:1.
一起来,
together.
太初有道, 道与神同在,
and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
14节,
number 14.
道成了肉身,
and the Word became flesh,
住在我们中间,
and dwelt among us,
充充满满的,
and we saw His glory,
恩典,
glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. He says that the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后道成了肉身,
And now the Word became flesh.
我们读出埃及记三章一到六节。
So now let's read Exodus chapter 3, 1 through 6.
出埃及记第三章第一到六节。
Exodus chapter 1 through 6. Chapter 3, 1 through 6.
这里是说到基督的另外一个意象。
It talks about the vision of Christ.
原来这个另外的意象。
So now this vision of Christ
也是同一个意象
is the same vision after all.
在圣经里头的意象就是基督。
For all the visions that are in the Bible are Christ.
我们所谓说看见意象就是看见基督。
So now if you see a vision, that means that you now see Christ.
约翰福音一章让我们看见道就是神。
So now in John chapter 1, he talked about how the Word was God.
但是道成了肉身。
But now the Word has also became flesh.
这个是一个开启旧约的一个关键。
For this is an important thing to connect to the Old Testament.
我们现在来读旧约的出埃及记三章一到六节。
So now let's read Exodus from the Old Testament, chapter 3, 1 through 6.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西！”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要进前来，当你把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”就说：“我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。”摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。人非圣洁就不得见神。
For if someone is not holy, they cannot behold of the sight of God.
那天摩西要跑过去看一个大异象。
For Moses wanted to run and see this marvelous vision.
就是荆棘被火烧着，竟然没有被烧毁。
Is that the burning bush is not being consumed by the fire?
这个是一件从来没发生过的事情。
For this is something that has never happened before.
荆棘怎么可以抵挡火焰的猛烈？
How can a bush stand the power of the fire?
烧着却没有烧毁。
And how can something be burning but not consumed?
太奇怪的事了。
For this is such a marvelous sight.
摩西真的是要过去看看到底是为什么。
So Moses wanted to go over and see what's going on.
神拦阻他。
Then God stopped him.
你真的要看吗？
And he said, do you truly want to see?
把鞋子脱掉。
You must remove your sandals then.
前面我们说到洗脚的事。
For we just talked about the washing of the feet.
洗脚因为脚常常碰到地。
We wash the feet because it is our feet that touches the ground.
吸引了世上的污秽进来了。
And that it is your feet that will capture the dust from the ground.
本来这个人已经接受主的话，他是干净的了。
For someone who has received and believed in God, they are now cleansed.
我们今天接受了主的话，我们也是干净的。
And now that we have received the word of God, we are cleansed.
但是我们在世界上一走一转就脏了。
However, when you walk on this earth, you become dirty.
所以主的爱要一直爱我们到底。
So that God's love has to be continuous.
并且他要亲自常常洗我们的脚。
And also, he has to come and wash our feet constantly.
我们若爱我们所爱的人。
Now, if we truly love the one that we love.
我们也知道他们常常又碰到污秽的东西。
And then we will understand that at times, they become dirty by the earth as well.
被世界玷污了。
For that now become corrupted by the circumstances.
所以我们认识神的心，我们也就为他们洗脚。
So that now if we understand the purpose of God, we will wash their feet as well.
人的光景就是不是很圣洁。
Because our condition is not holy.
但是在神的爱中，
But now in the love of God,
他给我们一个从天上面来的看见。
He has given us this heavenly vision.
他要圣别我们。
And he wants to sanctify us.
他要我们认识爱不是一个感情的爱而已。
He wants us to understand that love is not merely just a feeling.
爱是一个有分辨的爱。
But this love is a separating love.
神的爱跟地上所有的爱都不一样。
For God's love is different from the love of ours.
不要把它搅在一起来讲。
And don't mix up the two.
神的爱跟人的爱完全是两码事。
For God's love is completely different from the love of man.
就算是父亲母亲的爱也不能够相比拟。
And even as great as the love of the father and the mother is no comparison to God's love.
因为神的爱是完全圣洁的爱。
Because God's love is holy.
那天摩西要看这个异象。
And that one day Moses wanted to see this sight.
神没有很大的要求。
And God did not ask for much.
神说你的鞋子碰到地已经脏了，脱掉它。
So he only asked that take off the sandals from your feet.
神经过基督的眼睛看摩西，他能接受。
Because God, through Christ, he could accept Moses.
但是他不能接受摩西的那双鞋。
But God cannot accept the sandals on Moses' feet.
因为那双鞋实在太脏。
Because that sandals is very, very dirty.
神爱罪人。
For God loves the sinners.
神恨恶罪人。
But God hates sin.
你要来看神的意象，你把鞋子脱在外面。
So now, if you want to see the vision of God, you have to remove your sandals.
今天我们要认识神的使命，神的道路。
So today, if we want to know the path and commission of God,
我们没有清楚看见神的意象，我们是走不下去。
Now, if we have not received a clear sight of the vision, then there is no way we could sustain.
我们要认识什么叫看见意象。
So now we have to understand how we can receive this vision.
看见的意象就是看见基督。
Because now, if we receive the vision, then we could see Christ.
基督虽然是神的儿子。
Even though Christ is the Son of God,
他取了人的形状。
He has taken the shape of flesh.
他来到地上。
And he come to this land.
并没有加行美容。
For he did not make himself beautiful.
他来到地上就是彰显神的爱。
Because he come to this land to reveal God's love.
他愿意借着他所做的一切能够把神的爱传递到我们的身上。
And he is willing to show God's love through everything he does.
然而他知道我们的光景。
But he knows of our condition.
他知道怎样的来服侍我。
And he knows how we can be served.
虽然他有时候讲的话我们一时还领会不过来。
Even though sometimes we don't understand completely what he's saying.
但是他讲的话没有一句是错的。
But then we know that Christ has never said anything wrong.
等到圣灵一来给我们真实的一个里面的认识。
It is only a matter of time when we have the Spirit that teaches us.
我们再想起主的话。
And now when we think of what God said.
主啊，本来我以为认识你。
And then we could say, God, I thought I knew you.
现在我要重新再认识你。
But now I need to know you again.
神就是这样子一遍一遍的来洗我们的脚。
For God, wash us, wash our feet constantly.
一遍一遍的把我们分别从万事万物的玷污里头分别出来。
So times and times we are now distinguished from everything around us.
神有一个目的。
Because God has this one purpose.
他的爱要传递在我们的身上。
For he wants to pass us on his love.
他要把这个同样的火焰也要传递到我们的身上。
And he wants to give us this burning fire.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们有多少爱神，神知道。
Brothers and sisters, God knows how much we love him.
爱神的人有一个爱的火焰在他身上。
For the people that love God, we have this fire burning.
火焰不是慢吞吞的。
For this burning fire does not burn slowly.
有火焰就急得不得了。
Because if you have this fire,
火焰不会说你慢慢不要烧这一块，先烧那一块。
Because the fire does not wait and burn slowly.
火焰碰到什么就点着什么。
And whenever a fire touches something, it catches on fire.
弟兄姊妹，我讲不出这个东西来。
Brothers and sisters, it is hard to explain.
我们没有很多的时间了，你们知道吗？
For you know that we do not have much time left.
要不要接受神的火焰？
Now, are you willing to receive this burning fire?
愿不愿意火来烧我们？
Are you willing to be burned?
主耶和华说，我是你父亲的神。
And God says, I am the God of your father.
是亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Abraham.
以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
雅各的神。
And the God of Jacob.
他今天是不是我们的神？
Now today, is he your God as well?
如果没有亚伯拉罕。
Now if we did not have Abraham.
我们没办法得做这个传承。
Then we don't have this inheritance.
如果没有以撒,
if we did not have Isaac,
今天我们的圣经非常不完全,
then our Bible will not be completed.
如果没有雅各,
if we did not have Jacob,
我们真不懂得什么叫神的管教,
then we will never understand the teaching of God.
感谢主，过去的弟兄们都已经享受了他们的永远福分。
So thanks the Lord, all the brothers and sisters from the past have received the blessings.
今天圣经传到我们的手上。
Now today we are passed on with the Bible.
今天有许多传道的人传到我们的手上。
And today there's a lot of preachers that preaches among us.
我们要为我们领受的道在主面前来警醒。
So now I ask you to be alert with the words that we have received.
我们要接受主的话。
Now we have to receive His words.
我们劝弟兄姊妹接受主的话。
So that I ask you to ask the brother and sister to receive the word.
因为我们没有接受，我们就传不出去。
Because if you have not received, then you cannot give.
我们就没有东西可以传出去。
And we have nothing to pass on.
所以每一个圣徒。
So each one of the believer.
你是不是属灵的？
Are you in the spirit?
你是不是心从光的？
Are you the sons of light?
你是不是愿意接受亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神也传在你的身上？
Are you willing to accept the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be your God?
神有一个火焰。
For God has this burning fire.
这个火焰你用感情来说它可以，它是爱。
If you want to describe it in terms of feelings, it is love.
你用你的意志再去摸这个事。
Now if you try to use your knowledge and logic to touch this,
你就知道这个爱是火焰。
Then you will understand that love catches on like a fire.
因为这个爱一在你的身上的时候，
Because if this love touches you,
你就发现，哦，原来是这样。
Then you will understand the sensation of love.
原来我拣选神是因为神先拣选了我。
Is then you will understand that we are chosen. If you choose God, it's because you have been chosen first.
当爱的火焰一临到我的身上，
Now when this consuming fire comes up on you,
我就不会再有自己的拣选。
Then no longer you want to choose for yourself.
我只拣选神的爱。
For you now only want to focus on the love of God.
我只拣选神交托给我的那些人。
And you would only want to choose the people that God has given you.
我们爱神，所以我们才会爱弟兄。
It is because we love God, so that we would love a brother.
如果我不要神，我爱你，你不要这种爱，好不好？
So now, if I do not love God, but I love you, you will not want to receive this
love. 因为这个爱不是真的。
Because this love is not true.
爱弟兄是一句话。
It is easy to say that you love a brother.
但是爱弟兄的人怎么会不听神的话呢？
But now, if someone who loves a brother, he would listen to God first.
我们感谢神要传承他的爱在我们的身上。
So thank the Lord that we want to pass on and inherit this love.
所以每次说到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，
So every time we talk about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
我们就真看见神在说什么。
Then we will truly see what God is saying.
他每一句话都是能进到我们里头改变我们生命的能力。
Because every word he says is full of power and could come inside of us.
请我们读希伯来书十二章。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 12.
我们读从二十五节读到十三章第一节。
Hebrew chapter 12, 25 to the end, and chapter 13, the first verse.
希伯来书十二章二十五到十三章的头一节。
So Hebrew chapter 12, 25 to the end, and chapter 13, the first verse.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些拒绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不但要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火，你们勿要长存弟兄相爱的心，神的话就是这样。
For God's word is such as this.
他头一次只震动地。
So first time he would only shake the earth.
他再一次说话，连天也要震动。
But now the next time he would shake even the heaven.
他头一次在旧约里头说许多的意象，许多的预表。
So in the Old Testament, the first time, it talked about the vision and signs in the Old Testament.
主耶稣死里复活，不但只地震，天都震。
But now the resurrection of Christ, not only the earth was shaking, but also the heaven.
本来撒旦还在神的附近, 跑来跑去, 就是一直在神的耳朵里头, 控告神的百姓。
So before, Satan would run around God and persecute of the people.
耶稣从死里复活,
but now that Jesus has came back,
升上高天,
and ascended into heaven,
撒旦就像, 一下子就被摔到地上来,
and now Satan falls onto the ground.
谁能控告神所爱的人?
For who has the power to persecute the people that love God?
撒旦因着耶稣基督从死里复活已经没有地位在天上。
Now through the resurrection of Christ, Satan has no foothold.
天被震动,
because the heaven has been shaken.
神的宝座震动,
and the throne of heaven is now shaken.
撒旦没有地位。
For Satan no longer has any position.
但是撒旦不甘心,
but then Satan does not want to quit.
他被摔到地上来,
even though he fell onto the ground.
他还要愚弄一下人,
for he still wants to emphasize.
还要遮蔽一下眼睛,
and he wants to close our eyes.
还要给人一些世界的好处,
and he wants to give us what the world can offer.
爱世界的人没有几个不爱日本法国的。
For the people that love this world, they all love of France and Japan.
因为一个科技发达, 一个艺术发达,
because one of them has the best technology and the other one has the best art.
那我不是说爱科技,爱艺术就是爱世界啊, 我是说爱世界的人很少不爱日本跟法国的。 好,讲下去。 我们的神,
so,
不得轻慢,
for a God, we cannot ignore it.
他每一句的话都做准,
because everything he says has a meaning.
地会震动,
for that the earth can shake.
因为地常常在震动,
because the earth indeed is always shaking.
有人以为法国很稳, 有人以为日本很稳,
but a lot of people will think that Japan or France is a stronghold.
但是能震动的就会震动去了,
but then whatever that can be shaken will shake.
在地上的人没有一件事情是我们抓得住的,
for the people on this world there is nothing that we could hold constantly.
感谢神他把一个不能震动的生命放在我们里面,
but now praise the Lord that we are now given a life that cannot be shaken.
我们愿不愿意在神的面前做一个真实的人?
Now are you willing to be a true man before God?
日本很凄惨,
for Japan is in a very sorrow.
我们一定要为他们祷告,
and we definitely need to pray for the
country. 因为只要这些人还活着, 还有得救的机会,
because the people that live, they still have a chance to be saved.
因为在灾区, 不但只是日本人在那里, 许多基督徒也仍然在那里。
And indeed, it was not only the victims that are now laying on the ground, but the people that are helping.
所以我们一定要为日本这个地方, 现在受灾的这个地方来祷告。
So indeed, we have to pray for Japan.
但是今天不再讲日本,
but today we're not going to focus on Japan.
今天在讲凡被震动的都会被震动。
We're going to talk about how everything that can be shaken will shake.
有一天可能我们这个人也会被震动。
And one day maybe we will be shaken.
被震动的时候是我们做不了事, 只能让它震, 震到什么不属于神的都震动掉就是。
So now when we are being shaken, we cannot do anything. Meanwhile, we'll just be shaking, and everything that does not belong to God will fall. For this is the great mercy of God.
因为当我们还在自由在光明中不拣选舍弃自己的时候,
so now when we are freely choosing, we do not choose the things of God,
有一天环境会来,
one day a condition will come.
你要抓住的也抓不住,
so and then whatever you want to hold your hand onto, you will not be able to.
这是不是我们传的福音?
Now isn't this the gospel that we preach?
我们是不是告诉人世界是一个转眼就过去的事?
Now aren't we always telling people that the world is perishable?
那基督徒传的自己信不信?
Now whatever you preach, do you also believe?
我们信的话, 神就是我们身上的烈火。
Now if you believe, then God is this burning fire in you.
下一句是什么说的呢?
So what after that?
你们务要常存爱弟兄的心。
He says, let love of the brethren continue.
今天我们常常在聚会里头发现一个很稀奇的状态。
So today there is these marvelous things that is happening among us.
就是我们当中常常在讲话的时候好像在争辩。
Just like how when we talk, we are in an argument.
我要劝大家一句话。
So I want to give you this.
不要争辩。
Not to argue.
要来到主面前。
But we have to come before God.
这个我学得很辛苦,但是我也在学。
For this is something that I'm learning as well.
盼望我们一起在学。
So I ask that we will all learn together.
有不明白的,我们可以慢慢讲。
If there is something that we don't understand, we could talk about it.
但是不要借着聚会的里头再争辩。
But then I ask that you will not through the meeting argue.
如果有任何人有任何的疑问,
if anyone has any questions,
把它放到两三个人里头来交通,来弄明白。
Let's raise it up among the two or three of us so that we could discuss.
不要在聚会里头再顶来顶去这些话。
But I ask that in a meeting, we will not say words to offend the other people.
因为我们要谨慎神的话。
Because we have to be mindful of God's words.
我们要弃绝在主面前不得体的事。
And we have to refuse to the things that does not glory God.
我们要来,
because we come to this place to learn of the truth.
讲话不是交通,
so when we talk, we don't communicate.
讲理由也不叫交通,
and when we talk in reasons and logic, that's not communication.
只是讲基督是交通,
but the only communication among us should be Christ.
传递基督对你的引导叫交通,
when we testify and preach against Christ, that's communication.
行在神的光中叫交通。
When we walk in the light, that's our communication.
你要发表你的意思不叫交通。
Now if you want to only give your opinions, that's not communication.
你叫讲话。
That is only talking.
我们今天要的是圣徒的交通。
So today what we want is this holy communication.
我们再读两节圣经。
Let's read two more verses.
哥罗西书1章27节。
Colossians 1:27.
快完了。 1章27节,
127 of Colossians.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀, 就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。 这个也是今天的主题。
For this is also the topic of today.
基督在我里面是荣耀的盼望。
When Christ is in me, it is the hope of glory.
基督在我里面是 荣耀的盼望。
When Christ is in me, it is the hope of glory.
今天我们不盼望父母、兄弟姐妹、妻子儿女。
Today we do not hope only on our parents, fathers, spouse, or children.
今天我们盼望基督。
But today we hope for Christ.
今天我们在神面前有一个荣耀的盼望。
So today before God we have this hope of glory.
到底基督是什么?
Who Christ is?
怎样活在基督的里面?
And how we could live our life in Christ.
我们不同的弟兄姊妹会有不同的回答。
For different brothers and sisters, we will have a different answer.
就着我们的生命的光景, 我们会这样回答, 那样回答。
And it is through the different condition that we're in, we will have different answers.
感谢主, 这个叫做交通。
But thank the Lord, this is our communication.
交通就是我在主面前领受的,我来传递。 交通,
and to communicate means that I share with you what I learned from God.
交通是教会的产业,
for to communicate is the property of the church.
交通是我们的见证,
and it is also our testimony.
我们要看好这个交通,
so we have to be mindful of our communication.
如果我们彼此拆台, 我们就不是神的家。
So now if we say things to offend one another, then we are not communicating.
但是今天基督在我的里面,
but now today Christ is in us.
这个是每一个人都要带到主面前祷告的事。
For this is something that we should all pray for.
主啊, 你今天怎样引导我?
And Christ, how will you lead me today?
你祷告过之后,
now after you pray,
我们就读彼得前书3章15节。
Then now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3:15.
一起来念彼得前书3章15节。
First chapter, 1 Peter 3:15.
只要心里尊主基督为圣, always be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Now that we have seen the vision of God, and we know the commission of Christ, and have experienced the reality of increasing Christ and increasing us. And also learn how to watch each other feet in his household. But at times we still have to come back to God.
彼得告诉我们,
Peter told us that we have to sanctify Christ as Lord in our heart. Because there will be a time when someone asks, what's the hope in your heart? And indeed, a preacher would always be asked this question. What do you truly want to accomplish? And then here it tells us, what is our hope?
今天我稍微讲了一点,
so today, let's barely touch on it.
基督在我里面是荣耀的盼望,
is that when Christ is in me, it is the hope of glory.
这不是我讲的, 是圣经一直传下来都是这样讲的,
it is not something that I came up with, but it is in the Bible.
但是我要跟大家承认一件事,
but today, I have to confess one thing to you.
基督在我们里面, 但是我常常发现自己没有准备好,
is that even though Christ is always in me, sometimes I'm not prepared. And then the following two verse statements would put me to the ground.
一个是温柔,
is that first we have to be gentle, and the other we have to be reverent.
有时候我们太想说话赢别人,
is that a lot of times we want to overtake the other people by words.
所以我们讲话不够温柔,
so that we do not speak with meekness.
讲讲讲真是自己在讲话,
and then you talk and talk, it is all coming out from your own.
所以你学习习主的脚,
so that it is a great lesson to learn how to watch each other's feet.
那但是我们也愿意,
but we're willing.
洗门徒的脚,
it is difficult to watch each other's feet.
因为学到一个情形就是说我讲的你们都不知道,你们讲的我都知道。
Because at time, whatever I say, you don't understand, but whatever you say, I already knew.
慢慢慢慢慢慢就不温柔,也就以为自己真知道了。
So slowly against time, my gentleness is now gone.
所以我们读圣经没有止境。
So that there is no end of reading and understanding the Bible. Because we have to sanctify Christ as Lord in our heart. When people don't understand what you're saying, then now you have to be prepared yourself in gentleness and reverence to show him what this is. Almost to the end.
下面我们要知道基督在我们心里头有三个很具体的表现。
Then there's three things that we three actions we have to take if Christ is in us.
约翰福音12章23到24节。
John chapter 1, 23 and 24.
这个是头一个。
This is the first thing.
说到一粒麦子若不死了人就是一粒。
It talked about how the grain of wheat has to fall and died.
若是死了就结出许多子粒来。
And if it dies, then it bears much fruit.
这里主耶稣一面说到他，一面说到我们。
So here, Jesus talked about himself and us as well.
这个子粒如果要保存自己的一粒，就永远是一粒。
For if the grain of wheat is not willing to sacrifice, then it's always just one.
什么时候愿意埋起来？
But now whenever it goes to the earth and dies, then it bears much fruit. It talked about the mystery of Christ's death.
基督要死,
for Christ died,
所以我们才能死,
so that we can be dead.
基督因为从死里复活,
and it is also Christ resurrected.
所以若我们真像基督一样死,
so if we truly die with Christ,
我们也必定会结出许多子粒来。
And indeed, we will then bear much fruit as well.
第二个例子是约翰福音15章1到2节。
And the second example is from John chapter 15.
我是真葡萄树,
for I am the true vine.
然后下面说, 凡结果子的, 他就修理干净。
And then he says how to every branch that bear fruit, he prunes.
使枝子结果子更多,
so that it may bear more fruit.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
For Jesus says that he is the true vine.
但是主耶稣这个我。
But then the I am in this sentence.
把他的父包在里头。
It also includes the Father.
主耶稣这个我。
For this I am.
把我们也包在里头。
And we are in this I am as well.
什么是真葡萄树？
So what is this true vine?
真葡萄树不是耶稣基督独一的神儿子而已。
For the true vine is not solely just the Son of God.
这里不是讲一粒麦子。
And because here it does not talk about the one grain of wheat.
不是把这粒麦子来修理一下，叫它长得更好。
It's not that he prunes the grain of wheat so that it could bear much fruit.
这里讲的是一个真葡萄树。
For here it talks about the true vine.
主耶稣在这里讲的我是包括父跟他的所爱的一切。
And this I am includes the Father and everyone Christ loved.
所以这个真葡萄树要目的是结果子。
So the purpose of this true vine is to bear fruit.
麦子的目的是结出许多籽粒。
And this grain of wheat is to bear much fruit.
麦子的绿是埋葬。
But then the grain of wheat has to go to the earth and die. 真葡
萄树结果子的绿是修剪。
But then the true vine has to be pruned so that it could bear fruit.
当我们在被修剪的时候。
Now when we are being pruned.
主耶稣还是住在我们里面。
Christ is still in us.
叫我们能够结出许多的果子来。
So that we may bear the fruit.
下面第三个例子。
And then the third example.
我们已经读过出埃及记三章一到六节。
We already have read Exodus chapter 3.
主耶稣好像比喻自己常常用这些例子。圣经里头用这些例子是我们不会去这样子想的。
For Christ has used his examples such that it is things that we would never thought about.
一粒丰满的籽粒多美啊。
For a grain of wheat is so beautiful.
一个真葡萄树多美啊。
And it is how beautiful it is for a true vine.
但是主耶稣在早早以前他就知道他被预表是什么，荆棘。
But then a long time ago, Jesus already shows us the example.
修剪为结果子。
For someone who is being pruned, it will bear fruit.
死为长子粒。
And someone who died would grow and bear fruit.
荆棘的目的是拖着神的火焰。
But now this bush is also now burned with fire.
虽然人看怎么会用荆棘来形容耶稣基督道成肉身。
Even though people would never understand why we would use a bush to represent Christ,
但是神的话就是这样。
But indeed, in the word of God, the bush is Christ.
神的儿子是这样。
For this is exactly who Christ is.
神愿意被说成是荆棘。
And God is willing to put himself
in the
presence of bush.
他在十字架上愿意成为罪。
Just like how he is willing on the cross, he represents sin.
不是人夺他的命。
Not that people take his life.
是他自己舍的。
But he is willing to lay down his own life.
这个生命永远有神的火焰。
For this life is full of this burning fire.
今天我们常常有特别聚会，我们有一点火焰。
So today in our special meeting, we have a little fire.
火焰留不住。
But then this fire would.
原因是我们没有看见基督住在我们里面。
And it is because we never recognize how Christ is in us.
我们要听基督。
But we have to hear Christ.
有人说基督在这里，那边有个很好的聚会，有个复兴，去。
When people say that there is this great meeting over there, you go.
有人说基督在那里，那里有一个复兴会、振奋会、我们培灵会，我们去。
When there is another meeting over there and it talks about Christ, you go.
神的话说不要去。
But then God's word said, don't go.
基督在这里，在那里，你们不要去。
When he says that Christ is over there and over here,
幕后时代这种的宣传多的是。
Because at the end of days, a lot of false cries will rise.
好不好？我们稳稳当当的知道基督住在我们里面。
So how about we just come here because we know Christ is here?
不在这里，不在那里。
It is not over here, not over there.
不在这个山，不在那个殿敬拜。
It is not over at that temple or over that mountain.
约翰福音告诉我们要注意的是我们里面。
Because in John it tells us how we have to watch for.
子粒说到我们跟主。
It talks about the grain of wheat is between us and God.
真葡萄树说到我们跟主。
And the true vine talks about how us and God.
荆棘也是一样。
And so is the bush.
因为这个是神永远的旨意。
Because this is the eternal purpose.
这个也是基督的救赎。
And this is the redemption.
这个也是神原初创造的目的。
And this is indeed the purpose of the origin of creation.
现在。一句话把它结束掉。
So now let's end this with this one statement.
基督在我里头到底是什么？
So who is Christ in me?
我们讲了四次。
We already talked about it in four things.
第一个说到神的灵叫我们认识基督。
So the Spirit asks us to know Christ.
第二个说到神的光叫我们经历基督。
And the light asks us to experience Christ.
第三个说到神的爱叫我们分辨基督。
And then the love tells us to discern Christ.
第四个说到神的火焰叫我们荣耀基督。
And the fourth says that the fire asks us to glorify Christ.
一切都是我们外面的事。
For this is everything external.
直到道成了肉身。
And then we know that the work has now become flesh.
基督亲自走了这个道路。
And God has walked this path.
耶稣说我就是道路。
And God said, I am the way.
所以今天我们跟这个神的灵、神的光、神的爱、神的火焰都发生直接的关系。
So now we can have a direct relationship with the Spirit, the light, the love, and the fire.
旧约的人羡慕我们。
The people in the Old Testament will be envious of us.
但是旧约里头看见这一个得胜在其中的不少。
But then, indeed, there are still a lot of people in the Old Testament that understood about this.
新约里头更多得胜的人。
But now, in the New Testament, there is going to be more people that are saved.
要得胜就常常做好准备。
So now, if you want to be victorious, then you have to be prepared.
当人问你心中的缘由。
When people ask of the hope in your heart,
心中盼望的缘由。
What is this hope that is in you?
我们一同学习怎样温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And let's all learn to be gentle and reverent.
我们再唱136首。
Let's sing song 136 one more time.